Page 58. Chapter 13. We landed at 8 o'clock, walked for a short time on the shore, enjoying the evening light, then returned to the inn where we were staying. A heavy rainstorm started and my fears returned. I held the pistol I was carrying and decided I would fight until either I or the creature were dead. I then thought how awful it would be for Elizabeth to see me fight to the death, so I asked her to go to bed. I continued walking along the corridors, looking for my enemy. Suddenly I heard a dreadful scream. I rushed to our room and entered. Elizabeth was dead. The murderer had thrown her on the bed. I fainted and woke some time later. I then got up and held Elizabeth's cold body and saw the mark of the monster's hands on her neck. Then as I looked out of the window, I saw him there, grinning and pointing at my dead wife. I rushed to the window and fired my pistol. He ran quickly to the lake and jumped in. People came running when they heard the gunshot. We followed, but found nothing. I returned immediately to Geneva, fearing that my father and Ernest were in danger. When I arrived, they were still alive. My father, however, was shocked by the news about Elizabeth, and a few days later, he died of sadness. I told my story to a magistrate in Geneva, saying I knew who had destroyed my family, and asking him to find and capture the murderer. He listened in disbelief and horror. Finally, he said he would happily look for the creature, but that as he seemed to have superhuman strength, he was not sure how capture would be possible. He said I should be prepared to be disappointed. I told him that I wanted revenge, and if he could not help me, then I would do it myself. I now hated Geneva. I left, taking money and jewels which had belonged to my mother. I started these wanderings, which will only stop when I die. I have travelled everywhere, and I will not rest until my enemy is dead. Before leaving, I went to the cemetery where William, Elizabeth, and my father were buried. I stood by their graves and said out loud, "I promise that I will live until I have taken revenge on this horrible monster and made him feel the misery that I now feel." I heard a loud, evil laugh, and then I heard the hated voice say, "I am pleased, miserable man, that you have decided to live." In the moonlight, I saw him running away faster than any human could. I followed him down the Rhone, over the Mediterranean and across Russia. I was often cold, hungry, and exhausted. Sometimes the monster left signs for me, an arrow to show the direction he had taken, or a message, "You live. My power is complete. Follow me. I am going to the frozen north, where you will feel the misery of cold and frost, which I do not feel. You will have many hard, miserable hours before we fight for our lives." I bought a sledge and dogs, and was able to catch up with him. When I got to the sea, I was only one day behind him. He had arrived the night before and had taken the villagers' sledge, dogs, and all their winter food. He had set off across the frozen sea in a direction which did not lead to land. They believed he would die soon, either by the cold or because of the breaking ice. I exchanged my sledge for one that would go better on the frozen sea and bought a lot of food. Then I left the land. Sometimes mountains of ice blocked my way, and at other times I heard the ice melting, only for it to freeze again. Often I feared that I would never catch my enemy before I died, but then after struggling up some hill of ice I would see him in the distance, and I felt hopeful again. I got closer, and after 2 more days I was less than 2 kilometers behind him. But just when I thought I would catch him, the ice started breaking up. Soon there was open sea between me and my enemy. I was in despair until I saw your ship. I directed my ice island towards you. I was going to ask you for a boat in which to follow the monster, but you were going north and you saved me from death. I was very pleased about this because my work was not yet completed. But if I die without having caught him and you find him, Walton, promise me that you will kill him for me, to take revenge for the deaths of William, Justine, Clerval, Elizabeth, and my father. And mine.